and ain't it been good to you? Yes, God has.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Well, we're going to walk the talk again tonight. I'm reminded of how God expects us to live on the earth just like Jesus did. Jesus is our example in righteousness. He's our example in doing the will of God on the earth. Some people think that's a far-fetched concept, but, you know, the more I look at it, the more I'm convinced that we should live just like he lived. Amen. And not only that, we have the word that says it. Hallelujah. Some people just, they come right up to that barrier that say, hey, do it the way Jesus did it. Act just like Jesus. Do just what Jesus did. And they get to that place and they shake. And they say, oh, I can't do it, I can't do it. But you know, one time you need to just go ahead and do it. Go ahead and break through. Go ahead and do what you see him doing. Amen. Let's go back to what we've learned about who we are and who Jesus is to us. Amen. We know he's the Son of God. We know he's Alpha and Omega. We know he's the beginning and the end. We know he's our light and our salvation. He's the great shepherd. He's the door. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the resurrection. Amen. He's our righteousness, our peace. He's our banner. He's our shield. He's everything we need. Amen. Jesus is everything we need. Amen. He is our life. The Bible says he is our peace. Hallelujah. The Bible says that our life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. Amen. So we are in him and he is in us. And because we are in him, the Bible says about us, says that we are new creatures in Christ. Say it. Say, I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. The Bible says we've been reconciled to God. Say this. I am reconciled to God. Say this. I am an ambassador for Christ. That means you are his representative in the earth. God is so awesome and so fearless that he would declare that over the person that just became a newborn babe in Christ. That's how fearless God is about it. That's how confident God is in the redemption that he provided. That you could take somebody that just get born again 2 minutes ago and already they're an ambassador. Hallelujah. They have that status in the spirit. That's why you can take a baby Christian, get saved, and then go right out there and lead somebody to Christ with no Bible training, no Bible school, not even really knowing a lot of scripture, but just knowing what happened to them when Jesus came into their life. Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. Representing him. Hallelujah. The Bible says we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Say it, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In Christ. That means that you have fellowship with the Almighty God. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means you have right standing with God. That means God's not angry at you. That means that God is not condemning you. You have right standing with him because of the blood, not because of what you did. You can't stand before God and say, Lord, I did. I kept. No, all you do is stand there and say, I received. I received Jesus. I received salvation. I received grace. I received your mercy. I ain't going to stand before and tell him how good I am and how I did this and I did that. Lord, I gave. I did this. Lord, I kept. You just say, Lord, you kept me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give him all the glory. Amen. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. That means that God no longer looks at us as sinners. He looks at us through the blood of Jesus that has cleansed us from all our sin. See, that's one of those barriers that you had to break. You had to break over into that realm where you no longer see yourself the way Tom, Dick, and Harry see you. You had to see yourself the way he sees you. You had to get over into that realm where you're letting the Word of God be a reflection, or where you can see the reflection of who you are in the mirror of God's Word. Because you look different in the Word than you do out of it. Boy, I look a whole lot different when I'm looking in the mirror of God's Word. God has shown me reflections of His glory. I'll see me in Him. You get out of that Word, then all you can see is you in you. And then you go to God, God, I'm just so sorry, Lord, I'm just so poor, I'm so, Lord, I can't do nothing, Lord, I'm just so weak, Lord, have mercy, Lord, I can't do nothing, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I just barely come to the throne, Lord. Humble knee, bowed down. Ain't nothing wrong with humbling yourself, but he said come boldly. Now, if he tell you to come boldly and you come cowardly, then you just disobeyed. You're trying to come your way. Well, I know he say come boldly, but I don't feel like I can go boldly. I think I can go like this. You ain't supposed to make the rules up. You don't make the rules how you supposed to approach him. He tell you how to approach him. He that coming to God must believe that he is a what? A rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That's how you supposed to come to him. That's faith's approach to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't make up the rules how you're going to approach. He gave us the rules. Come boldly to the throne of grace. If you don't come boldly, he ain't satisfied with how you're coming. Hallelujah. You are a child of God. That speaks volumes right there. But see, we don't meditate on things like that. But if you would ever get a revelation that you are one of God's children, that's a powerful revelation. You know, everybody can't say they're God's child. Everybody can't say they've been refathered by God. Amen? And when you say that, I'm going to tell you, that sets you at opposition with the world. Don't you back down from who you are. If the Word said it, step into it bold. I mean, you might have to do a little jump rope on it, you know, and say, let me jump in here. Oh, I can do this. Get comfortable in that thing. You know, you get comfortable and you start doing all kind of tricks. See, you need to get comfortable with who you are in Christ. I done got skillful in who I am in Him. See, I had to speak to y'all in parables sometime. I had to show you things. So you'll get it. Y'all make me look like a fool sometime, but I'm a fool for Christ. You are a child of God. Don't back down. Don't be scared to say God's your father. Don't be scared to say, hey, God's my father. Don't be scared of that. Step into who you are. Walk in it. Don't just talk about it, but then start living like it. Some people lose confidence because they'll say one thing, but they don't follow through with action. And because their actions don't line up with what they're saying, they really can't step over all the way into what God wants them to be. If you're going to talk the talk, then walk it. Get on in there and start doing it, amen. You get somebody at your job that's sick, you're a child of God, you can pray for them. Ask them for permission. Then believe God to reveal himself to them. I had a Muslim guy that I was working with, me and him became good friends. He come by our house, he's cooking red beans for him. So I talked to him about Jesus. You know, he said, well, you know, I'm Muslim. I said, I don't care what you are. I befriended him. One day we was getting ready to go home, and he walked out, and he said, Greg. I said, Greg, I have a bad headache, it's severe. I said, can I pray for you? He said, yeah. He said, I need pray for me. I said, now, wait a minute, let me tell you something now. When I pray for you, I'm going to pray in Jesus' name. He said, my head is hurting. I don't care whose name you pray in. See, when people are hurting,
When people hurt, look, they just want relief. You can pray at anybody, as long as I get some relief. But we know that only relief, the only real relief come in Jesus. He said, yeah, come on, pray. I prayed for him. Lay my hands on his head. We stand up by the car. I rebuke. I said, devil, take your hands off this man. I command this headache to go back where it came from. Stop paining him. In the name of Jesus. I made sure I put that in there good. Then he looked at me after I finished. He said, hey, it's gone. I said, man, give glory to Jesus. Give glory to Jesus. Jesus did it. He's alive. And I tell him, say, Jesus is alive. And he just look at me funny. But I realized something. Every time something was going on in his life, guess what? He come to me. Closed the office. Greg, can you pray for me? I said, you know what name I'm praying? I don't care. Come on, pray. Man, want some relief. I wasn't scared. I wasn't who I was, you know, in a closet. Man, I believe in Jesus. I believe in the power of that name. Amen. I witnessed to a man one time. I was getting a quote from to build a house with me in CC. He's a guy from down there around Marksville somewhere. Man, through a cotton port, somewhere in that area down there. And so I had been witnessing to him, talking to him, you know, on the job. Now, I wasn't like in your face, like. But, you know, as God would open a door, I would throw some nuggets in there. And then one day I was at a house that he had just finished building. He wanted me to come by and see that house. So we went out to his car and we were standing on the side of the road talking. I was telling him, I'm a Christian. You know, I said, I'm born again. Well, he tried to get funny with me. Tried to make fun of me. He said, hey, you say you're born again, huh? I said, yeah. He said, if you're born again, what was you before? I honestly didn't understand. I didn't know what he was talking about. I said, what? I said, what? What you asking me? He said, you say you're born again, right? I said, yeah. He said, if you're born again, what was you before? I still didn't get it. I just was dense. You know, I didn't know what he was talking about. I really didn't understand the question. And I think maybe God blocked my understanding so that he could really get down with this question, because I was kind of aggravating him a little bit. And I said, no, ask me again. I said, I don't understand the question. He said, you say you born again, right? I said, yeah. He said, if you born again, what was you before? Then I got it the third time. I said, oh. I said, I was a child of the devil. He said, oh. Went back into the car. He understood that. I said, I was a child of the devil. I said, now I'm a child of God. He got that the first time. I had to do it three times with him. Hallelujah. But you're a joint heir of Jesus and an heir of God. Isn't that right? Meditate on that. Get that down in your spirit. It don't do no good to have it on top of your head. I mean, meditate on it. Say, Father, show me. Show me what this heirship is about. Give me the revelation of who I am in Christ.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Women need love. Men need respect. Simple said, but complicated. Look at